Now, if you're following me on Twitter, you know I had diarrhea today. Am I using that website properly? Sometimes I like to sit on the toilet reverse.
We're listening.
It's nice, right? You can turn around, you can lean on the tank.
I'm gonna be here for a while.
Yeah, the people that are clapping right now are the ones like, okay, all kidding aside, he is a genius.
No. It's the simplicity. I've been sitting on that thing my whole life. You're telling me I could turn around, have a bowl of cereal? Yeah. Set the alarm 10 minutes later? Multitask. All right, nobody should eat while on the toilet.
But I'm lactose intolerant. I've always wanted a joy bowl of puffins with whole milk. It's more of an almond milk cereal, but live your dream. Somebody emailed me and they're like, hey, dipshit. Which for the record is a wonderful subject line if you ever want me to read your emails. Oh, let's see what this nice fan has to say. You had me at hello. Like, you know you have to take your pants completely off to sit on the toilet backwards. Touche. All right, so I don't research. It's a pre-shower shit, agreed? Can we move on, sticklers, to every joke detail? You ever have a post-shower shit? Oh, might as well go back to bed and start your whole day over. Things are wrong. That's not the order of events. There's a glitch in the matrix. This world's not real. Mom! Wipe me! I recently started flat ironing my ball hair. Come on, ladies. You know how it is. If you have curly hair, you just want straight hair. So now when people see my balls, like, oh my goodness, that looks really, really good. Isn't that damaging to the hair? And I'm like, yeah, but what are you gonna do? I wish Victoria Beckham would knock it off with all the cute dudes. I can't keep up. My balls still have the 06 posh. Remember that little trendy little cut? Posh Spice. Looks like my testicles. Okay? Am I the only person that hopes David Beckham has sex with Brad Pitt? I don't know who's in charge of casting in Hollywood, but make it happen before one of them's out of their prime. Can you imagine those two men together making love? Oh. If there's a man in here that's junk, doesn't wiggle just a little bit at the thought of those two men together, this has nothing to do with your homophobic sexual preference. At that level, it's art, you monkey, okay? You should be honored that you share the same restroom with those Greek gods. Can you imagine if they had a child? Oh. Was that Simba? What the fuck, was that Simba? That's the Beckham Pitt kid? That's Pitt cum? The most beautiful child the world has ever seen? Picture baby Jesus with better abs. That's a good-looking baby. If they had a baby Abercrombie store, they'd hire him to work the front door, right? Just standing there, shirtless, propped up. He can't stand yet. Just leaning against the wall. Big poster of himself. Just standing there, little tight Pampers. And you'd walk in, and you'd be like, I don't want to say this, but I want to fuck that baby. Oh, man, do I want to fuck that baby. If I had three wishes, two of them be to fuck that baby. And one would be for more wishes. Well, you can't do that. Then I wanna fuck the baby a third time. I would like to use all three wishes banging that baby. Go ahead, dumb people. Be offended by a joke that doesn't have a plausible premise. Well, I'd love to read your email.
I felt you went over the line a bit when you theoretically wanted to fornicate with a mythical child.
Heads up, Mormons, this joke's gonna sting. Next time a golden plate falls from the heavens, go ahead and put it in your spam file. Let's not base your entire life on a religion that's old enough for my dad to be like, oh yeah, that's not true. That didn't happen. I don't know why they're wearing their pajamas under their clothes. I assume their God wants them to be comfy. The Mormon Church spent $20 million last year in the state of California making sure queers didn't legally get married. Successfully, I might add. So I guess we're not as liberal as we all thought. And this is what I say to the most conservative person that's so terrified of gay marriage becoming legal. Just because the state says it's legal, it's not like God's gonna let him into heaven. Okay? So you can still sleep sound every night knowing that goal line defense is up at the pearly gates just going, oh. You're not getting in here, faggots.